From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And while other high-tech companies have been going public, Facebook comes to mind, Dell Computers might be going in the opposite direction. CEO Michael Dell has been trying for months to buy back the company he founded, and today he upped his offer to about $25 billion. Marty Schenker of Bloomberg News joins us. And Marty, so to be clear, he wants to buy the company back from shareholders, and they have to agree on his price.
That's right. They have to agree, and they have to have a vote in September to finalize it. And then there's Carl Icahn, a big investor in the background, who's not happy.
Because?
So he thinks Dell is worth a lot more than Michael Dell is offering in his group.
Well, why is Michael Dell making the offer? Because we see many company founders at this point buying as many houses as possible in the Hamptons and retiring. I mean, why does he want it back?
Well, it bears his name, and Michael Dell was a true innovator, entrepreneur, who basically took on IBM in the PC business in the 80s and 90s and transformed it. Through his innovation and direct marketing to consumers, he was able to drive the price of the home PC down from about $2,000 to $700. So he's a legendary figure in the computing business, and the company has his name.
Well, and he did drive prices down. You could, create your own computer online when you bought it. But is he considered a visionary like those who are, other computer companies coming up with smartphones and such? Is it seen that he has the chops to go in that direction?
Well, that is the fundamental question, and investors have been over the last decade wondering whether he was just a one-hit wonder. He did do a tremendous job in bringing the home PC to a vast number of people, but while all the other innovators in the industry were going to smartphones, tablets, and the PC is really a diminishing business, he stood still. And in the last couple of years, he's been trying to catch up, but he has public shareholders, and they want to see the price go up.
And again, you say it's his name. It's his, the company in his name. One reason why he might want to buy it. Why else would he want to buy it?
Well, if you take a company private, and I know this because I work at Bloomberg and we are a private company, you're able to do things that maybe public shareholders wouldn't allow you to do. You can spend a lot of money on R&D. You can make acquisitions, and you don't have to answer questions every quarter. Why is your share price not going up?
Yeah. So what do you see happening here? First of all, you mentioned Carl Icahn, the billionaire investor. He's called previous offers too low. He's filed a lawsuit over parts of this. We don't want to wander into those weeds. But do you think Michael Dell's bid's going to be approved in this special shareholders meeting in September?
Well, I think he holds a much better chance now that he's reached this deal with the special committee. And so September will be the turning point on whether this deal gets done. But now that he's raised his offer and declared the special dividend, it's more likely than it was yesterday.
And this means a lot, obviously, for Michael Dell and for the shareholders. What does it mean for consumers?
I don't know that really means a hell of a lot to consumers because they will continue to make PCs, they will continue to try to drive the price down, but because they need that cash flow to support their debt. But they're not great innovators, and you may not see a lot out of them.
Okay, great. So who cares? No, obviously, the business world.
Well, it's great theater, if nothing else.
Yes, there's that. Michael Schenker of Bloomberg News, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.